With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump was endorsed by the nation's premier gun rights organization Saturday.
The survival of our Second Amendment is very much on the ballot. You know what they want to do. They're going to, if they get in, our country is going to be destroyed in so many ways, but the Second Amendment will be, it's under siege. But with me, they never get anywhere, and we need that Second Amendment for safety, forgetting about even going hunting and all of the things that you do. We need it for safety.
He pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment and urged gun owners to get to the polls in November. President Biden wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview private. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on that.
Earlier this year, Special Counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least 10 people are reportedly killed in attacks in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast today as Russia pushes ahead with its renewed offensive in the Kharkiv region. Regional General Oleg Suvyov says that 5 people were killed, 16 wounded in a Russian strike on the outskirts of the regional capital. 5 people killed, 9 wounded in an attack on the region's central district. Finding closure for loved ones killed by gangs on a relentless rampage through Haiti's capital and beyond is growing harder every day. In a country where burial rites are sacred and the dead are venerated, victims of gang violence are increasingly left out. This is SRN News. A New York judge has shut down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league has challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman did not have the authority to issue his February executive order. That order denied park permits to any female league or organization that allows men to compete against women. The ruling doesn't delve into the civil rights arguments raised by both sides, instead focusing on the limitations of the county executive's powers. A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 does cover transgenderism, despite the fact that the term is not mentioned anywhere in the law. The act says an employer cannot discriminate against any individual with respect to his race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. This is SRN News. A cat is being honored.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who has become a beloved member of the community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline ahead of student graduation Saturday for his friendliness. The school says in a Facebook post that Max the cat has been an affectionate member of the Castleton family for years. The popular tabby lives in a house with his human family on the street that leads to the main entrance to campus. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 19th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including TV personality David Hartman, who is 89 years old. College football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Archie Manning turns 75 today. Former race car driver Dario Franchitti has 51 candles on his cake. This is SRN News.